This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush's choice to head up the Civil Rights Division of Justice was turned down by the partisan Democrats last week, and Ted Kennedy voted right with him. We'll face off in a moment. Get this. The Democrats' logic is that a black man who grew up in Harlem would not be sensitive to civil rights in this country. Makes you gag. It strains any sense of reason to believe that William Lucas, a fine gentleman with a remarkable background and professional career, who has literally pulled himself up by his bootstraps in the truest meaning of the phrase, would somehow be unsympathetic to civil rights because he refused to give a knee-jerk denouncement of two recent Supreme Court decisions. In reply to questions, Mr. Lucas said that if, in fact, anyone was deprived of any remedies available to them to fight illegal discrimination, he would lead the charge to help them to obtain that relief. What more could you possibly want or expect from this fine and decent man, Ted?
Al, the Lucas nomination was controversial from day one because of his obvious lack of qualifications for the important post of chief civil rights lawyer for the government. He clearly surprised the Senate Judiciary Committee, Al, when he said the Supreme Court's recent anti-civil rights decisions were sound. But he surprised us even more when he said those decisions made no significant change in the law. Whether we agree with those decisions or not is besides the point. There's no doubt they made an abrupt and major change in settled federal law banning job discrimination. Lucas ran into trouble for other reasons, too. As sheriff in Michigan, he was held in contempt for violating several provisions of a court order requiring him to respect the rights of prisoners in his custody. Come on, Al. That doesn't sound like the job description of an assistant attorney general for civil rights. Lucas could probably fill other jobs with distinction, but he's the wrong man for this job. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.